views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
That's right. It is Tuesday, March 11th, 2014. Number 70. Since being in the YNTS studio, we are 30 programs away for 100. Hope you'll be with us. Audio graded, it's your radio. Route 1 Radio, bestafterdark.com, AMWBOQ 1230 in the Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey area, and Transformation Talk Radio. www.yoandrewnts.com. Email me, yoandrew at yoandrewnts.com. Tweet at yoandrew at andrewtweetgo. Give me a call, 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-YNTS. Come with behind. And we are live. Everything looks like it's on cue tonight. I can see it. Quiet here in the studio, but everyone's having fun. Beautiful weather here. I try to say to myself, do not talk about weather. Do not talk about weather. I have no choice. 65 degrees, beautiful outside. And I wanted last year to do an outside broadcast right here on my patio, right next to the studio. Just take everything, go outside. One of those beautiful nights, stars in the air, little candles, and just have a beautiful outside broadcast. It's going to happen. Maybe number 85, 15 shows away. I'll play that clip when we get to 85. We'll see what happens. Howard Forrest, my phone screener. Mary Claire Siniskalki, my producer. Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. My father spectating, Teddy Giordano. And I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. You remember last week, I shared with you a little snippet of the young New Jersey girl who, after being kicked out of her house, supposedly according to her parents, for not listening to the rules and for not breaking up with her boyfriend, who might be a bad influence on her, she decided to go to her friend's house, and before you know it, the parents are sitting there and they're getting sued by the friend's parents, who the father, by the way, is a millionaire. And we spoke about that for just a tiny bit. We didn't go into it in its totality. I want to go into it in its totality right now, because this is a story. This is the second time this song played. That's no more of you. So we are now going to play. We're not going to play. We are going to play a clip later on. We are now going to, in its totality, give you the whole scoop of this young girl and this whole lawsuit with her parents. So she is a senior in high school, in a Catholic high school in New Jersey. She's a young girl. Her name is Rachel Canning. And she's an honor student. She will be going to college next year. She will be graduating from her high school this year. She's very smart. She's already been accepted to a private school all the way in Vermont. That's her first choice. She wants to go there. Lately, her life has gone upside down. Two suspensions. She has been according to court documents, drinking at a young age, 15, 16 years old, and now leaving her house. saying, goodbye, Mom, I'm leaving. Goodbye, Dad, I'm out of here. And now she's with her her friend's family. So why is she suing her parents? I know you're probably sitting there wondering, well, how is she suing her parents? And we're going to get to that in a few moments. But why is she suing her parents? She's suing her parents for college fees, legal bills, after claiming that the parents abandoned her. She has also accused her father of being physically abusive and her mother of calling her fat and porky, something which contributed to her developing bulimia. Now, this is the parents, the other side. They have said that this is completely wrong, completely false. Now, of course, they have the right to say that. They say that, again, she didn't listen to the rules. She didn't listen to the rules. And she's being influenced by these people, her friend's parents and this boyfriend. So let's look at both sides here. You got the young girl who decided to go and live with her friend's parents because she's being abused and because she is being verbally and physically abused by both parents. The parents are saying she's not listening to the rules and she's being influenced by all these people around her. So now we are at the conclusion of this story. Because that's where we're at. We're at the conclusion of this story. And the conclusion is this. It was an explosive hearing last Tuesday, a week ago, at Morris County Court, New Jersey. Judge Peter Bolgar denied Rachel, the daughter who's suing her parents, any immediate financial assistance and scheduled a secondary hearing for April 22nd. So the judge, who we're going to play the clip for you right now, decided, well, you're not winning anything. And this is his reason for making this ruling. Clip two.
Have you ever, in your experience, seen a young adult, child, whatever we want to call Rachel, show such gross disrespect for a parent? The words that were used? Have you ever, in your experience, seen the words that were used in a voicemail to her mother? Maybe you have.
It's not
I don't
right.
See it in my
house. I'm not, you know, exactly, you don't see it in your house. However, we also have the certification from the teacher, from Ms. Smith, where the mother is calling the daughter the same kind of name. So I would go, that's the parents that set that precedent. They're the ones who raised this child. This is the language that they're using in their household. This is what they are doing to their child.
Are we going to condone or open the gates to a 12-year-old to sue for an Xbox, a 13-year-old to sue for an iPhone? Everyone else has one. Why can't I? Or how about a 15-year-old asking for a 60-inch flat panel TV? I understand the allegations that are raised in this case are far more serious than those types of material goods. But again, I'd like the both counsel to be mindful of a potential slippery slope.
What the judge is doing is trying to make an example out of this case. Because he's fed up. He's sick of it. When you're a judge, that means you were once a lawyer. Many, many years of lying and cheating for many different recipients and many different men and women from all around the country. So when you have a judge sitting up there in its high chair and hearing something like this, well, I'm not going to take this seriously, no matter what's on the table. Because there are other ways to do this that are cheaper and that doesn't have to be blown up in the media. But who started all of this anyway? Not even the daughter. Not even Rachel. It was the father of the friend's parents. And his name is Mr. Inglesino. And he's the managing partner of Inglesino, Weiss, Kakala, and Taylor LLC, a 10-attorney firm in New Jersey. And this is what he wrote. And this is, and this I disagree with. Rachel is likable, communicates exceptionally well, and is highly motivated to attend and excel at a college appropriate for her. That is why my wife and I have decided to fund this lawsuit. He then adds, we know that if Mr. and Miss Canning are not required to fulfill their legal obligation as parents, that Rachel's ability to fulfill her potential will be greatly diminished. What are you doing wrong? You are going into someone else's family, someone else's household. And the only information you know is what this young girl is telling you. Even though you got the internet and you got satellites and you got the NSA and all this garbage that comes out of the news time to time, the household is still pretty private. And for you, as not a parent, as a very rich lawyer, come on over and says, well, I don't agree with how you parent, so I'm going to take it from here. So I'm going to fund for the lawsuit. I'm going to knock you guys out. What are you actually proving? What happens if by the end of the day, this young girl wants to go back and live with her parents? Well, what are you going to do now? All that money. It looks like you want to be this girl's father. Or at least be in this girl's life. And you know that you are only doing this because you have money. Not because you have heart. There is not many people in America who would come out and say, you know what, my daughter's friend is actually a very good person, so I'm going to pay for them out of my pocket. Who has that? No one has that. Every penny is worth. Every dollar is spent wisely. Where's your money going? How's your money being used? And how your money is being used around you? Now let's look at the two arguments. You got the young girl, who is pretty accurate. My parents are abusive and verbally and physically. They might be. Again, we have some crazy people out there. They might be. But then you have her parents saying, well, this girl's spoiled and she's not listening. That's a good case also. It's pretty accurate. It's not wrong. So then you look at both of these sides. And you say to yourself, well, they're pretty accurate. So who do you believe? What I say to that is, we don't know what to believe. What the judge did, and what I'm going to do here in this program, is tell you this. The only thing we can do is create a conclusion with the information that's presented to us. Because like I just said, the household is still pretty private. You can throw Facebook and the NSA and all that crap. I don't care. What you're looking at is the sum of information brought by this girl and these parents. I personally don't know who they are. I only know so much information about them. So now, that's what you have. And the judge made that case of, well, it looks like this has been going on a lot. And we really don't see enough information that states that this young couple were bad parents. That the only reason why she's suing is because this father feels he has an opinion on how her parents are parenting, and he's got the money. He's got the money. He's got the dollar bills in his eyes, and that's why he's doing it. That's what I think. He might say, no, that's not the reason. I'm sorry, it is the reason. Because I know this. You will not have any objection to this or any involvement if you didn't have enough money to actually do it. Believe me, I won't do a lot of things. But I don't have the money at the moment. I have a pretty small budget. So I have to put it here, and there. But when you have a man who has a lot of money, and instead of putting it for the greater good, puts it into his own personal opinion, like our New York City former mayor, Mayor Bloomberg, that's a big problem. And that's how I feel. So I don't even think it's even about the young girl anymore. I think it's all about the rich father. The rich lawyer. Who believe that he should be involved in this. And the only reason why he's involved in this is because of money. It's because of the dollar bills. Money, money, money. Money. Now let's look at the backlash. The backlash of all of this. Enough of the father. I don't want to talk about him no more. He's not important. I'm giving him... I'm giving him the publicity he wants. Everyone now, okay, this guy, for all the greeds out there, for all the greed you want to sue because they got a cut in their foot, yeah, they want this guy. He'll spend money, he'll get more money, and we'll make some of that. I want him. No, I'm not giving him the publicity he wants. I want to go, again, I got the information here. This is the information that I'm given. That's to make the best conclusion. And the only thing I can say is to this young girl, go home. Go to your mom and dad. Solve this like civil, obedient human beings. Because you're going to feel a backlash. And this is what you're going to feel. Clip one.
She is staying with her best friend's family, attorney and freeholder John Inglesino. He is funding the lawsuit, telling CBS 2 News it's the only way the bright and focused teen will be able to go to a college appropriate for her to become a biomedical engineer. Rachel, who has a $20,000 scholarship, says the University of Vermont, a private college, is her first choice.
Now, if you want to make a news story look really good, you should be contacting the University of Vermont. Wait, you know what? Let me say that again. The University of Vermont. It's not one of those vague colleges. It looks like it's the university of the whole state. Now, the university accepts hundreds and hundreds of people every day by, of course, their SAT scores that I really want to get into next week. They choose them by what they've done in school, their grades. But if a college is looking through the news, sees this young girl, Rachel Canning from New Jersey, be blown up, it gives the college bad publicity. And what happens? Investors of the university is going to get out. Alumni will stop funding. People will stop going and submitting themselves. They'll bank out. You don't want to be in a college with bad publicity, right? You don't want to be in bad publicity in a college. No, you don't want to be. Why don't you want to be? Because everything is like a staircase. It all falls down. It all falls down. But this college might think differently. This college might think differently. Think about it. The college might think completely differently of the whole situation. I don't think they should. You bring this young girl in. You already seen what she might have done. But just because of the publicity has seen now, oh, so you as a college is going to bring this girl in? Why? She brings bad publicity. If you are trying to share at college fairs why your college is good, well, this is bad. We don't want it. And I don't understand how she is not even worried about this. Because even though you stand by your own, again, we only got some of information, and the only thing we can do is make a smart conclusion. And because we've seen this story online so many times, it's just not going to go in your favor. And the judge turned you down a week ago, Rachel. And that should be a sign to go home, fix this problem. You may not know me, I may not know you, but I can only give you some advice. And I hope it works. I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
What is endometriosis? Where does it come from? How do you get it? All of these questions will be answered this month because it's Endometriosis Awareness Month. Endometriosis is a female health disorder. 176 million women have endometriosis. That's 1 out of 100. We here on the program this month are doing something. We have teamed up with organizations like Knockout Endo and Endo Warriors to try to fight and knock out endometriosis. Anytime I post something on our Radio Like page, my personal Facebook page, Twitter feed, Instagram feed, that's endometriosis related. When you comment, retweet, like, favorite, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. When you call in this program, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. The fact is, There is no known cause or cure. Let's change that. Let's make 1 out of 100 to 0 out of 100. Get up. Join us. Aware, educate, and knock out endometriosis. This Endometriosis Awareness Month.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Can you really lose weight just by walking at home? Oh my, you can really lose weight. We have story after story after story. Here's just a few.
I started seeing results within the first 4 or 5 days.
I was down 10 pounds in that first month, 11 pounds, and it was motivating. Every time the scale moved, I did another workout because I wanted the scale to move some more.
It gives you a great positive attitude where you can just take on anything.
Within the first 3 weeks, I lost 12 pounds.
I became very, very healthy and dropped 80 pounds.
I've lost 104 pounds.
I've lost probably 145 pounds.
I've lost 260 pounds with Leslie's walking program.
I lost 90 pounds, and I've been maintaining that weight loss ever since.
I weigh 266.6 pounds, and I've lost almost 100 pounds.
I lost 100 pounds in 9 months, and I think that's fast enough.
This is a walking workout that all ages can do and get these great benefits. A stronger heart and lungs. Now that means you have more energy all day long. Conditioned muscles give you a faster metabolism. And movement that offers full ranges of motion to keep you flexible and strong as you move through your day. It's ready when you are. You can walk for fitness and healthy weight loss any time of the day or night that fits your schedule.
It's time to walk the walk.
If diabetes has you at the corner of a lot to figure out and a little help would be nice, you can count on Walgreens. With 24/7 expert pharmacy advice on medications and tracking your glucose, plus savings on prescriptions and supplies, we'll help you live well with diabetes. So talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today, because taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every day, over 1 billion new web pages are created. How do you sift through all the noise? TheNeeds.com is your friend on the web that knows your tastes and picks the best news, travel, fashion, food, sports, and more, and brings them all to you in one beautiful package. TheNeeds.com is your personalized discovery platform that lets you explore the best of the web, tailored just for you, on mobile and desktop. TheNeeds.com is smart, simple, and free. Try it today at TheNeeds.com or download the new iOS app from the App Store. TheNeeds.com, your web reimagined.
Radionomy makes it easy for you to access tens of thousands of online radio stations.
You've got it easy listening.
Radionomy.com.
Radionomy is reinventing how you listen to the radio.
Bear gets all the credit.
Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
When life brings you down.
This isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got.
Let Yo Andrew cheer you up. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I hate customer service. I don't like it. I feel it just goes on. It just, something that takes 5 minutes takes 20 minutes. Now, what did I just do? Was I just whining? Was I commenting on experience I've had the past few days? Was I showing you my opinion? There are so many ways to describe what I just did. Well, that's what I think. Well, that might all change now. Because I'm going to bring on my guest. And she's going to give us a little insight on whining. I was a whiner when I was a kid. And I wouldn't be surprised if I'm a whiner as of right now on this program. She is sharing success stories on talkformedia.com at iHeartRadio, archived 24/7. She's also a featured host on blogtalkradio.com/January Jones. She is self-proclaimed wine tester. She is a reformed whiner who lives every day in the no wine zone. Her book, published by Beaufort Books, is entitled Thou Shall Not Wine, The 11th Commandment, and reached a number one ranking at Amazon. She specializes in homemaker humor in the tradition of Irma Bombeck. She's also the author of Jackie, Ari, and Jack, The Tragic Love Triangle, and two other Kennedy books. She is January Jones, and she is on my phone line. January, welcome to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Oh, Yo Andrew, thank you for having me. It's nice to be on your show with you today.
Nice for you to join me. Thank you very much. I want to first start the whole conversation by exactly trying to find the meaning of whining, because I think many of us get confused. You got commenting, criticizing, showing their opinion. What is whining?
Well, whining is an epidemic going on in the world today, and whining is exaggerated complaining. Whining is trying to turn the attention onto yourself, and most people who are whiners are looking for attention. They like to whine, and it usually pays off because people will listen to them and sometimes help them solve their problems. But in general, whiners just enjoy whining. It's a part of their DNA. They can't help but whine.
So when we look at whining, is whining something that we're naturally born with, or it comes as we go along through our early childhood?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question. I think that little girls are born knowing how to whine. I think little boys learn. I think any child you take into a toy store will start whining because they want to get some of the, they want to make their parents buy them toys. You know, kids will whine, especially they'll act up in public just to get their parents' attention. And you know what? That always works. I think girls are born whining, and boys learn how to do it very well.
Now, I whined as a child. I'm not afraid to show the whole world. And supposedly, I stopped whining around 12, 13 years old. So some of us stop whining at a certain age. But you just said whining has become an epidemic, meaning something that's spreading at a fast pace around the whole world. So are you trying to say that people, when they're young, girls especially, start whining and they're not stopping?
Right. And, you know, I think because we have so much networking, social networking going on, there's a great, this is a wonderful forum for whining. You see it on Twitter, you see it on Facebook, LinkedIn. People having other people listen to them. There's a lot of whining going on. People are whining about whining, actually.
Well, hopefully we're not.
No, I don't allow whining.
All right, no wine zone for 15 minutes on this program. Deal?
Well, you know, Andrew, one of the questions that people always ask me are, who whines more, men or women? And would you say?
Well, who would I say? Who would I say? Oh, my God. See, now I'm getting thrown with the questions. I'm a guy, so, but, you know, I would say a little bit of both. I wouldn't really go and say just a woman. I would say, I do go on Facebook And you're right. I do see one of my friends who is a man who is coming out and always whining. I don't have a job yet. I graduate from college. And you get all these likes, and that brings attention. Then I have a young girl who just got a job in her field, and now she's whining that she's had long hours and that she's finally got a day off. So, you know what? Two people around the same age, man and woman. So I would say both.
Okay. Well, you know, research has shown that the actuality is that women whine more than men. And the reason that is women, during the course of a day, will speak over 7,000 words, whereas most men on a good day might get out 2,000 words. Of course, you'd be the exception to that. I think you speak more than 2,000 words. But women, by virtue of the fact that they speak over 7,000 words, they have more opportunities to whine. And I think the reality is men just kind of sit back and listen and probably ignore them.
Oh, yeah. Honey, can we, pull over and find directions? No. That's exactly what's going on as we speak. Right now, there are women that are talking a lot more than I am. We are speaking with January Jones. She's the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, What We Whine About, Why We Do It, and How to Stop. And I think you just explored something that I never even noticed, is how when you say it's an epidemic, it's because of really the internet. How Facebook and Twitter gives you the opportunity of saying something, and for you to get that attention, you got likes and you got comments, and it encourages you to do it more. So if anything, there's an epidemic, January, of us encouraging whining, not trying to push it away.
I know.
That's the problem. We want the wine zone. We want it.
You can't get away from it. So
no.
I think, you know, you probably should just join in. I think you're pretty good at it.
Well, thank you. I know. I was just whining 20 minutes ago about the young New Jersey girl who wants to sue her parents. I don't think I was trying to get attention. I was trying to give a conversation. But you did write this book, Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, What We Whine About, Why We Do It, and How to Stop. So I guess in your title, how do we stop whining? It's an epidemic. We're encouraging it. We want the whine zone. How do we stop it?
Well, you know, I did the survey. It took over 2 years to do the survey, and we had people submitting their cures list. So there are over 100 cures for whining in this book, all done with lots of humor and hope. Women, when they're whining about personal issues, weight, hair, mother-in-law, things that they maybe can do something about. Men are whining about big issues. They whine about the economy, the government,
right,
war, politics. They actually whine about things they can't do anything about. My favorite cure for men is the sports cure. When a man is whining and you have had enough and you can't get him to stop, the best cure is to ask him a question about his sports team.
Well, I'm going to tell my phone screen that one.
Yeah. That'll change the topic. And then, of course, you have to realize that men love whining about sports. So their team isn't winning enough, or it's losing, or it's this or that. So for men, it's the sports cure for whining. My best cure for women for whining is called the chocolate cure.
Okay.
And if you give a woman some chocolate, she'll stop whining immediately. It's 100% guaranteed cure.
Really?
My favorite cure when people are whining and I want them to stop, it's kind of the silent smile cure. You just keep smiling and nodding, and finally, guess what? They run out of steam and they stop whining.
Yeah, because what you're doing is you are showing them that you're not gaining any attention. We don't want you to further do this no more. So I guess in smaller terms, if you're young boy or girl in the supermarket, I want this, you just ignore them. or you just sit there and...
Yeah, well, you know, if
no wine zone at Pathmark.
Like that, if you're not in public, I'd just smack them. But if you're in public, you probably okay. don't want to smack them. So, you know, you probably are just going to ignore them. Or, you know, there's a famous thing that all the mothers out there will relate to, and it's called the look. And when you give a child the look, they know
That's
that
right.
when you were at home or in private, they will pay for it. So I think I was pretty upset. I had four kids, and they were pretty good whiners, and my look could stop most of them dead in their tracks.
January, I'm not afraid to tell you this. I'm 23 years old, and I still get the look. I mean, I don't get it as much, but if something you do is really bad, like you went to open school night and the teacher gave you a bad report, and then my mom, her look was the lips started to cringe and the eyes glowed. My dad, I'm telling you, you get the looks. But it works, though. It works, and guess what?
Yeah,
I actually became a pretty good person.
Oh,
I'm not saying what they did was wrong, but you are right, though. The look, if you have a good look and you show it to them when they're young, they'll never forget it. They'll never forget it. My brother's 26, and he's still scared of the look. He's still scared of it.
Yeah, there's over 100 cures like that in my book, and we address the survey, when my publisher asked me to write this book, they said, you know, let's do a book about the top 10 things that people whine about. So I thought, oh, well, that'll be easy. Well, it turned out that the book just took on a life of its own because we found out that every age group from cradle to convalescent home has their own issues, and each age group had their own top 10 whines. So all of a sudden, we were dealing with 11, 12 chapters of different ages of whining, children, teenagers, singles, men, women, parents, grandparents, best friends. It was really a fun book to do, and the survey took over 2 years to put together because we had so many respondents, and it was interesting. Most of them wanted to respond anonymously.
Well, I don't blame them. Who wants to be that person? Well, if you're a whiner, you want your name to be shown. Show it to the whole world. I am no wine zone here. I love that wine zone. January Jones, she's right now.
Yes.
January Jones, she's right now joining us. We are speaking about the whining epidemic, I should say. And she's also the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, What We Whine About, Why We Do It, and How to Stop. And January, one last question I want to ask you is this no wine zone. Apparently you have one. And if you can describe to my audience, what exactly is it? Is it a little square? Is it a little corner? Or is it something that's imaginary, but everyone knows it's present?
Well, the No Wine Zone, actually, Yo Andrew, is my website, www.januaryjones.com. And if your listeners go to my website and sign in with their name and email, they'll have a very pleasant surprise waiting for them.
Well, there you go, januaryjones.com. But again, you better keep your whining behind. Sign up on the Twitter and the Facebook, and don't even listen to this show anymore. We always whine. That's all we do. I want attention.
I stopped whining, and instead of whining, I started drinking wine, and it really does help you get through the day.
Just take away the H, and and believe me, you have a long night. Remember, party starts at 11, according to my watch, at least. January, thanks for coming on the program and really giving me an understanding of what whining is, because I have to stop.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm happy to be on the show, and I'm glad that we're on radio so I don't have to give you the look.
That's right. Oh, my God. If you gave me that look, click. That's it. Next call is now. No. Yes, no looks. Only maybe if you take a selfie and you post it on your website of the look, then that will stir a lot of attention. Imagine that, a whining selfie.
Well, And also, if people go to my website, they'll get to meet the my talking dog, Zoe. And she's a celebrity on YouTube, actually. So she has gotten quite a career going for herself. She even gets her own emails, and people call up running to talk to her.
Well, I would love to talk to Zoe on this program. I'm not sure how much we'll actually get out of it. It is radio, after all. We can try our best.
Zoe doesn't talk on radio. She only talks on YouTube, so you're out of luck.
I'm out of luck. All right, fine. You win. January Jones, author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, The 11th Commandment, What We Whine About, Why We Do It, and How to Stop. January, thanks for coming on the program. Hope we can speak to you very soon.
Thank you. It was fun.
January Jones, she is author, and she has created a no-whine zone. When I come back on the program, I want your calls. And your calls are going to be about whining. And it's very simple. Were you a whiner when you were a child? Share the story. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-YNTS. You can tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. Email me, yoandrew at yoandrewnts.com. Were you a whiner as a child? And have you coped? Are you still a whiner? I'm throwing you too many questions. I'll be back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
What is endometriosis? Where does it come from? How do you get it? All of these questions will be answered this month because it's Endometriosis Awareness Month. Endometriosis is a female health disorder. 176 million women have endometriosis. That's one out of 100. We here on the program this month are doing something. We have teamed up with organizations like Knockout Endo and Endo Warriors to try to fight and knock out endometriosis. Anytime I post something on our Radio Like page, my personal Facebook page, Twitter feed, Instagram feed, that's endometriosis related. When you comment, retweet, like, favorite, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. When you call in this program, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. The fact is, there is no known cause or cure. Let's change that. Let's make 1 out of 100 to 0 out of 100. Get up, join us, aware, educate, and knock out endometriosis this Endometriosis Awareness Month.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem, and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of, we'll do.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every day, over a billion new web pages are created. How do you sift through all the noise? TheNeeds.com is your friend on the web that knows your tastes and picks the best news, travel, fashion, food, sports, and more, and brings them all to you in one beautiful package. TheNeeds.com is your personalized discovery platform that lets you explore the best of the web, tailored just for you, on mobile and desktop. TheNeeds.com is smart, simple, and free. Try it today at TheNeeds.com or download the new iOS app from the App Store. TheNeeds.com, your web reimagined.
Radionomy makes it easy for you to access tens of thousands of online radio stations.
Radionomy.com.
Radionomy is reinventing how you listen to the radio.
I'm Julianne Moore. The story begins a few years ago in New York City, where I met a dad and his little boy. The child's head was stitched and bandaged. The man explained his son had tuberous sclerosis, a genetic disease that could cause brain tumors, epilepsy, autism, kidney failure, even death. Where will the story end? Where it must, with a cure. The Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance. Join the fight at tsalliance.org.
Well, the talking bear gets all the credit.
Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at smokybear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Fox News Radio.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Yo Andrew. We just spoke with radio host and author January Jones about her book and about the No Whining Zone. Do I whine on this program? Or do I just give you information? You know what? I think I do. I think I do whine. Because what do I do as a radio host? I come out, I give you information. But my goal is for you to stay with me for the next 2 hours. That's my goal. For example, Sean Hannity, Fox News radio host, syndicated radio host under Cumulus. He and his people. You might hate him or you might like him. He's a whiner. He creates attention, and creating attention creates good promos. It creates good radio. But hopefully I'm not whining too much. I'm taking your calls at 855-712-YNTS, toll free. You can email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. If you don't want to whine over the air, but you want to whine through the social media, see like we just talked about. And when you call us up or you tweet or your Facebook or your comment, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. And we already raised over $45. $45. So we've done great things. So I'm taking your calls right now. I'm going to take Dawn from Westerly, Rhode Island. Hey, Dawn. Thanks for calling.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Dawn.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
I wanted to say that what you said earlier about that girl, I think what you said was true, and it made me think a lot. But on the subject of whining, I think when I was younger, I didn't whine a lot, but I usually got what I wanted, and I think that that's probably been a hindrance now as I'm older, because it's another topic, of being spoiled, you know? But I didn't whine for things, but I think I got what I wanted.
So you...
But I wasn't a whiner, because I kind of knew what I could get, you know?
So when you say you kind of knew...
And I know that...
Okay, so when you said you kind of knew what you were getting, so you didn't have to whine because things were already given to you. Do you think that type of childhood made you a better person now?
No, I don't think they were giving to me, but I think I know what I could get. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember the look, too. But I didn't whine about anything because I knew what I could and couldn't get.
Well,
do
that's
I think
what
that's
I think...
a hindrance to me now?
I think that's what that look really meant. I think that look really showed this is what you can't get, this is what you could get. Because I remember after doing that once and getting that look, in the back of your mind, you never want to do that again. You never want to leave the door open again. You never wanted to get a bad grade again. And I don't think many parents
are
giving that look.
Huh?
I don't think many parents are giving that look anymore.
Yeah, right. Because I wanted to ask you, as a parent myself now, I don't know how to give that look. And my kids don't even, they don't even acknowledge a look. You know,
okay.
Because we're so laid back now as parenting, I think.
I don't think
you
we
know
could,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do understand what you're saying. It is a different world. They don't have to look at you because guess what? They can just go right to their tablets or their cell phones and such. I think the look is not something that you create. It's something that comes naturally. Again, I can't speak for my mother or father, but I could say that my mom just created that look, and till this day she has that look. But every parent's different. Everyone, some people may not do the look. Some people might do something else. And again, it's my role here is not to tell you how to be a mom or tell anyone how to be a parent. That's not my job.
Right.
But so when it comes to you don't have that look, but you want that look, I don't think you should want it. If you were not meant to have that look, that means you were meant to do something else. And that's all up to you and to your husband to discuss.
Oh, well, thank you. That's nice of you to say. And I think on the topic of whining, I think kids find that a way to get what they want. They think if that's what works, that's what they'll do.
Can you repeat that again?
You know what I'm saying?
If you can repeat that again.
What?
Oh, I just want you to repeat that comment again so I can give you the best answer possible.
I said if children think that they can whine to get what they want, then that's what they'll do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If they feel that whining is going to work, then that's what they're going to do. But I think the scariest part is right now you're a mom, you have young children, and you have no idea, so when's this going to end? Because the reason why when I was asking for callers, I asked, do you still whine today? Because there are some people who whine all the way up till today like they are a child. Like I will, like if you're with a group of friends and you are agreed on you want to go to this restaurant to have dinner, there's that one person, why? No, I want to go here. I want to go there. And it creates a whole buzz. So I think it's scary as a parent to sit there and go, so when's this going to end? Again, my grandma, she told my parents I was going to stop at 12, and I did. Now I'm considered mellow, or I just shout and scream, but that's just my job, I guess. So I think that's the scary part, is to really feel it's stop or it's not going to stop. But I don't think you should worry about that. If you're doing a good job, if you're being a good parent, then you should have no reason to worry. If you're worrying, that means something's wrong. And there should be no reason to have a lawsuit. There should be no reason to make it public to fix the problem. You have resources around you, and we hope that you can use those.
No, I think that girl's absolutely ridiculous. And I thought it was amazing that you actually thought about what the colleges would think about her coming into them.
I agree.
You know, after causing a big deal. And
but somehow,
listening to your program, I'm going to go now.
Okay, thanks, Dawn. Thanks for the call. I
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate it. And I want to finish off what me and Dawn were just talking about. What are the colleges going to think? And now we're going all the way back to Rachel Canning and the young girl who walked out and decided to sue her parents. Come on. What are the colleges going to think? But come on. 20 years ago, we can say that the University of Vermont
would say no to this young girl. It's bad publicity, creates a bad environment for the students who want to work. It's bad that a parent or a child, there are many children who work to pay for their college, is going to be distracted by this young girl's presence. And for someone like me, when I was in college, who was involved in all of these different organizations and trying to make the college a better place, instead of whining about it, trying to make it a better place, this young girl's going to come and ruin everything. Because the school thought it was a good thing. See how I just did that? The University of Vermont will probably like her. It might be good publicity. There's some people who might agree with what she did, and they'll say, we're going to go to University of Vermont. It's small. It's close. It's a little bit chilly, but I'll take it. You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe how the world has changed. Next up on the program, we are going to aware endometriosis with our guest, Jill Fursick. She is the co-founder and CEO of Endo Warriors. And we're going to be speaking with her. And we really hope that you'll stay with us and join us. Don't be left behind.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. you will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.